All right, today we are continuing on with Matthew chapter 7. again, just more of the teachings of Jesus. So chapter 7 begins this way. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you'll be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying to your friend, "Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye," when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite. First get rid of the log in your own eye. Then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Don't waste what is holy on people who are unholy. Don't throw your pearls to pigs. They will trample the pearls, then turn and attack you. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You, parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? The Golden Rule. Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. I love that. Jesus basically sums up the entire law and the what's taught in the law and the prophets. Like everything the prophets have taught, everything in the Ten Commandments, Jesus sums it all up with this. Do to others what you would like them to do to you. Holy cow. All right, the narrow gate. Verse 13, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. I don't understand that. I'm just going to be honest with you. When it says the gateway to life is narrow, and the road is difficult, and few ever find it. I mean, I think this is... my best understanding of this, Jesus was the only perfect sinless person, right? So the rest of us are saved through him. So basically, this seems to me like he's really saying, look, you're not going to be able to do this on your own. You're not going to be able to find salvation. You're not going to be able to find it. The tree and its fruit. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. That's powerful. You've heard the saying, actions speak louder than words. He's saying right here, look, it's not about what people say. It's not how they look. It's about how they behave. True disciples. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. I'm going to pause right there and go off script and say this is a tough one because, you know, we learn that we're all saved through the sacrifice of Jesus. But here, he's saying there's going to be some people that call out to him, and he's going to be like, I don't know you. I don't fully know what that means. Like, I don't know how to reconcile the fact that God loved everyone and sent Jesus to save everyone, and this verse saying that it's hard to get into heaven and Jesus won't know you if you're not following God's law. I don't understand how to reconcile that, but I tend to default to the fact that Jesus over and over again points out how we're supposed to love others, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. We heard earlier, the golden rule, do to others what you want them to do to you. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world, he sent his son, so that whoever believes in him, right, will be saved. So we'll have eternal life. I mean, this is just, there's a lot to digest as we read through this. Verse 24, building on a solid foundation. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents, and the flood waters rise, and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. For he taught with real authority, quite unlike their teachers of the religious law. So that's all of chapter 7. There's a little side note here in my Bible, and I want to read it. It says, Jesus answers life's essential questions. And it focuses on Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. The part that we just read about anyone who follows it is like a person who builds a house on solid rock. It says, essential question, why do bad things happen? It's a big question, right? It says, in this short parable, Jesus pinpoints two primary sources for the bad things we experience in life. First, we all experience storms and floodwaters and torrents and wind in our life. They beat against our metaphorical house, no matter what sort of foundation we've built for our house or our lives. We're still going to experience hard things. That's because hard things happen to everyone. We live in a broken world and things won't be right until we're finally in the presence of God in heaven. But Jesus points to a second source of the hard things we experience in life. Sometimes we build a poor foundation for our life, a foundation that ignores what Jesus says and does. We build on whatever seems right to us, and it probably looks good from a distance. But when a hard storm comes, our house falls down. Wow. When we really hear what Jesus is saying and do what he says, we build a strong foundation for our life that can withstand the storms. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Matthew chapter 7, and I look forward to reading Matthew chapter 8 and digging into that with you tomorrow. No matter where you're at, you're just one moment away. God bless. Now go out and make your day and hopefully someone else's amazing.